Whoop, tap, tap, a tap, tap, whap, bop, tap, a tap, tap. Rosemary in the bag and tied around my knee for my protection. I'm walking around, big old sack on my back, coming in your direction. What kind of tea do you like? I got it. I'm the medicine man, herb from the land, yeah. Oh, I'm the herb man, come see me. Oh, I'm the herb man, you all come see me. Me, rosemary, calm your nerves, got peppermint leaf to get rid of my fever. I keep periwinkle to get some love now. Whoa, I gotta hug me clothes to make my backbone strong. Gold, cola, tonic for my blood, dandelion for my bones, y'all. I can leave to keep away flies. Hot lady cayenne for my pressure. Oh, I'm the herb man, come see me. Oh, I'm the herb man, you all come see me. Get the children out the way now. No, you can't smoke this, sir. This is for salad. Yes, for salad. Urban, urban, urban.
And good afternoon, good afternoon. This is Dr. Theodore Watkins, and welcome to another episode of To Your Health. To Your Health is a program designed not only to inform, but also to turn your life and health around. And I'm your host, Dr. Theodore Watkins, and I'm here with my trusty assistant, Mr. Frank Smith. How are you doing, Brother Frank, today?
I'm excited, Doc.
Yeah, I'm excited too, because today our topic is men on pause. Men on pause, or andropause. You know, menopause in women is an accepted fact of life. Most of us are keenly aware of many of the symptoms because our mother, our sister, our wives have shared them with us as they struggled through them. But menopause in men is another story that many of us just are not familiar with. Yet, it is one that we need to know. And so today, to help tell that story to us is my friend, colleague, and sister, Dr. Marcia Harris. Brother Frank, tell us why Dr. Harris is the right person to educate us on this vital subject.
Oh, man. She's got a long resume. I'll just give you a bit of it. She's got a BS in chemistry. She's got an MD from Columbia University in New York. She specialized in internal medicine, and she's also specialized in OBGYN at the New York Hospital. Her experience, she's got the current medical director of the Wellness Restoration Center in New York City, where she cares for the whole patient with an emphasis on anti-aging and regenerative medicine. She utilizes alternative and traditional medical modalities. Dr. Harris ran a large private practice on Manhattan's Upper East Side for 30 years. She's a past instructor at Cornell Medical College. She has spoken several times to several different people on health topics. She's an author on the books Sister Friends, Reasons to Believe, Inspiring and Miraculous Stories from Manhattan Medical Practice, and she's working on another. She's the mother of two adults. She sings in a gospel choir. She's been featured on Good Morning America, the CBS Nightly News, Arise TV, and different other modalities, including To Your Health with Dr. Watkins. She's made extreme changes to her education, lifestyle, and medical practice after suffering a major health challenge 20 years ago. Doc, she's
Doc. We're excited to have you, Dr. Harris. You know,
thank you.
I actually remember, and it's been, it's a shame that we don't have you on more often, but I remember the last time you were here, you really provoked our thinking.
Yes.
But today we want to talk about male menopause. Now, you know, some people say, well, you know, Dr. Harris hasn't actually practiced internal medicine for many years. She, in her practice, has been focusing on OBGYN and is an excellent physician in that respect. Matter of fact, that book that she wrote, I read it from cover to cover. It is an outstanding book, and it covers some of the challenges that she faced while practicing in OBGYN. But today, we want you to help us define this thing we call male menopause, or men on pause, or andropause. What exactly is that?
Well, let me start with female menopause, because as you may know, the bigwigs, Oprah Winfrey and Reese Witherspoon and the Australian woman actress and Halle Berry, I mean, all of these actresses and stuff have gone to Congress and made a presentation as to how and why menopause, that is female menopause, has not been getting its rightful due. Mm-hmm. And they are trying to start and increase the research on menopause, because there's very, very, very little training on menopause given even to OBGYN residents. Literally, there was one lecture in medical school and there was one lecture in residency. Literally one, okay? So a lot of doctors don't know anything about female menopause. So you can imagine, if they don't know about female menopause, you know they know nothing about male menopause.
Mm.
Now, female menopause is the cessation of menses, meaning women, as they age, we're actually fine. Our hormone levels are perfect. They're great. And then we fall off a cliff. Literally, they tank, the hormone levels tank, and we go through menopause. And what happens there is we stop having periods, and the functions in the body that all the our hormones contribute to start getting affected. Well, male menopause is totally different, because whereas we're fine, and then somewhere between 45 and 55, we tank and fall off a cliff, men actually start losing their hormones as early as 25 or 30 years old. Literally that early. But it's a gradual, incremental process. I think the number is 1-2% a year. So what happens is, because it's incremental, you don't have the same type of symptoms, and your symptoms also are more gradual. So it's easier to miss your menopause than it is to miss ours. Because as you said, you can't miss female, but you can miss male. By the time the men realize that something really is happening, it's, you know, it's happened already.
So some of the common symptoms that we might see in male menopause, and how does that differ from the symptom that you would see in female menopause?
Well, a lot of the symptoms are actually the same. A lot of the symptoms are the same, but then the ones that are different are really different. And what I mean is most men don't have the vasomotor symptoms. For example, in women, you know, the hot flashes and the sweats and that type of thing. Anybody who's slept, you know, in the same bed as a woman at night with the covers on, the covers off, the covers on, the covers off, that type of thing. Men don't have that type of thing. So they don't have the vasomotor symptoms, but they do have the same symptoms in terms of muscle, because our testosterone in both men and women is responsible for our muscle mass. In terms of sexual dysfunction and sexual desire, the symptoms are the same, because again, that's testosterone related. Fatigue, joint pains, muscle aches, mood swings, low libido, the decreased elasticity in your skin, racing thoughts, memory loss, you know, a lot of the symptoms actually are the same.
You know, it's something. I remember the first time I think I became familiar with this term male menopause was I watched one of my uncles. You know, all of a sudden he started, you know, he was, you know, but men do have physical and psychological changes associated with this menopause. Now, why is that? I mean, what is it about this thing called testosterone that contributes to, is that the main culprit?
It is the main culprit. Yes, it is. Now, again, to draw the corollary, women have testosterone as well. Matter of fact, women have more testosterone than they have estrogen, even though estrogen is the uniquely female hormone. That is correct. We have 10 times more testosterone than we have estrogen. Mercy. But we have 10 times less than you do.
Okay. Mm.
How's that? Mm-hmm. So we have more testosterone, and it's responsible, as I said, for the same things, the muscle building, the muscle tone, the energy, the libido. It's responsible for the same things, but we have 10 times less than you do. Now, a 20-year-old man, like to give you a number, a 20-year-old man, a normal testosterone for a 20-year-old man is about 1,000 millimoles per liter. A normal testosterone for a female is about, at that point, is about 100. So okay. We got 10 times less than you, but we still have more testosterone than we have estrogen. Now, what happens with the testosterone and with hormones in general, which a lot of people don't know, even physicians, literally our hormones are responsible for more than 400 functions in our bodies. 400.
400 functions.
It's probably more than that, because every single cell in the body has hormone receptors. Mm. Now, not just testosterone and estrogen, et cetera. It has thyroid hormones, adrenal hormone, you know. So every cell in the body has hormone receptors. So when you put together the declining hormone levels, which, as I said, in men, it starts happening as early as 25 years old. When you put that together with a poor lifestyle, you can see why a lot of times men don't do as well as women. Our hormones, in other words, are protective for much longer than yours are.
Mm.
Does that make you understand what I'm saying?
Oh,
yeah.
We are protected. I mean, average age of menopause is 51, 52 years old. And up to that point, our hormones are raging. They're perfect, as I said. And then we start falling off the cliff. You all start falling off the cliff at 25. Again, it's more gradual, so it you don't see it in the same manner, but it happens anyway. Think about this. I'm sure you know of a man who had a heart attack or a stroke or something like that at 45 years old. Women don't do that until we get to 60 and 65 and 70. And the reason is our hormones. Because because the hormones are protective and we get protected much longer than you do, we don't catch up until way after menopause. And that's also one of the reasons men die earlier than women.
Okay.
The average age of death for a woman is 85, 86. The average age of death for a man is 78, 79. And the hormones are literally intricately responsible for and woven into that whole process.
So you're suggesting that even the heart condition, the high cholesterol, the atherosclerotic process is in part hormone driven.
It is hormone driven, and not suggesting it is, and it's been well proven. as a matter of fact, you know, there were a lot of times you would hear that hormones were responsible for heart trouble and that type of thing, and you shouldn't replace hormones because of that. Guess what? All of that has been debunked. Our hormones are actually protective. They're actually protective. So, and I mean protective of your heart, how hormones build our bones, you know, all of that has to do with our hormones.
If a man is going through this male menopause, how does he find out about it? It's so gradual. He has to just have a strong suspicion.
Well, it depends.
Men just don't see themselves going through menopause.
No, they don't. And it's not something which is widely known about and widely accepted. So you're not gonna, even the doctor a lot of times won't think of it. Even the doctor will not think of it. So we have got to educate people to understand that when they notice things starting to happen, they need to bring it to their doctor's attention so that it can actually be addressed. And as you said, there's a whole mental component and emotional component as well. You know,
so I was reading somewhere where even depression and dementia is associated with this testosterone thing.
It is mood swings, memory loss, brain fog, all of those. They are totally tied in. Wow. Totally tied in.
So. I guess a big question is, I mean, are we just, you know, is it a fait accompli that we just have to lose all these hormones, you know, men and women, and go down this path, or are there things that we can do to sort of protect our hormones a little longer?
There definitely are things that we can do. Lifestyle, as you know, when you preach every day, plays into everything. Our nutrition, our diet, our exercise, our, you know, physical activity, managing stress. All of those lifestyle changes are very, very, very important in terms of slowing and stabilizing, and even sometimes to a certain extent, correcting the symptoms and what's going on.
So you say that men actually are suffering in silence.
They are. And a lot of it is because they don't really know they're suffering.
Oh, wow.
A lot of it is because it, and again, that has to do with the fact that it happens so gradually.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because again, we know when we fall off the cliff. Men don't. Most men don't recognize it. Even the ones who go out and buy the Porsche or ditch the wife and marry somebody 30 years younger, even they don't recognize. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You all don't recognize it as much as.
Why are we doing what we're doing?
Why you're doing what you're doing. That is correct. Mm-hmm. Now, fortunately, there are actual treatments.
Mm-hmm.
There are actual treatments that, in addition to the lifestyle changes, there are actual treatments. Because if you replace the hormone, if you replace the testosterone, you can actually stabilize it and to a certain extent, sometimes even counteract and, you know, get back what you've lost.
Mm.
So, and there are many different ways that that's done. Now, obviously, I know you know there's a drug out there for it, but in addition to, or instead of the drug, let me put it that way, if you do what's called bioidentical hormones, which can be given as gels or creams or injections or little implants under the skin. If you do bioidenticals, and bioidenticals, by the way, are actually from plants.
Okay.
The stuff that's made in the lab and in the test tube, the chemical stuff, can really, really actually be harmful. However, the bioidenticals are extracted from edamame and Mexican wild yam and soybeans and potatoes, sweet potatoes, etc. The molecule is called diosgenin, and the diosgenin that is extracted can be compounded into the testosterone.
Okay.
Actually, the basis for the hormone is extracted from plant, and it's the exact molecule that our body makes.
Wow. So is testosterone the bioidentical testosterone, is that still considered a control substance?
Unfortunately, it is. It's really a conundrum because it really isn't, but because they don't want to separate it, it is. Does that make sense?
Separated from what?
In other words, from the testosterone that you're talking about, which is normally abused.
Yes.
Okay? You can't really abuse the bioidentical stuff.
Right.
But because it's testosterone, they don't separate it.
Oh.
Yes.
In other words, they say testosterone is testosterone, which is a fallacy because there is no opportunity for abuse of the bioidentical stuff. There's no way you can abuse it. But because it's testosterone, it's considered a class 3, class 4, whatever drug, and is treated in the same manner. Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
The number is 202-588-0893, 202-588-0893. We're talking about men on pause, male menopause, and our guest is Dr. Harris. Dr. Marcia Harris is from New York, is from Jamaica, and resides in New York. In fact, she still she still goes back to Jamaica, Brother Frank, to practice.
Yes.
How often do you go there?
I go every about 10 to 12 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So I go 4 times a year.
Now she's going vacationing, but you know, you can't write that off on.
It's not vacation. Trust me, when I go, I work. I work. Mm. Okay.
All right. So what did you say? How do men find out that they're going through this male menopause?
Is it a blood test?
They get tested. Mm-hmm. It's actually a blood test, which can be done by any reputable, CLIA certified lab, you know, LabCorp or Quest or whatever. They don't do it too often because they don't get asked to do it. So they hold the specimens and then wait until they have enough, until they have a certain number, and then they will do it. So it's not something that's run every day, okay. but you can, and it's very accurate, the testing. Usually, and you can tell. Now, as I said earlier, a 20-year-old, an 18 or 20-year-old, a normal level of testosterone for a 20-year-old is between 1,000 and 1,200.
Mm-hmm.
Between 1,000 and 1,200. By the time that 20-year-old gets to 40, that level is usually down to about 600.
Mm.
And with abuse, drugs, and, you know, all the different things that affect it, we see, I had a 29-year-old in my office a couple of months ago with a level of 192.
What?
29 years old. 29 years old. Now, he came in because of erectile dysfunction at 29. Not at 70 or 75 or 65 or whatever. At 29. Because his level was that low.
I got a question. A couple of questions, actually. What negative lifestyle practices need to be eliminated to keep these hormones up?
The same ones Dr. Watkins talks about day in, day out.
Mm-hmm.
Smoking, not exercising, not eating right, not keeping up your nutrition, not taking your vitamins. I mean, the same, all of the lifestyle changes that we try to get people to do, not resting, not sleeping properly, all of the above.
Mm-hmm.
We fix those and you will affect how fast or rather how slow you lose the hormones.
So smoking and alcohol is also included in that, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They're near the top of the list.
And how about overweight?
Obesity too.
Obesity.
Because what happens with obesity is that the fat cells actually release all the hormones start in the same place. They all come from the cholesterol molecule. So they come down, you know, cholesterol, androstenedione, pregnenolone, and they come boom, 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 straight down, and then they diverge. And to the right, they go to testosterone. To the left, they go to estrogen. To the middle, they go to progesterone, that type of thing. But when they get back to the bottom, where they are now the individual components, the estrogen and the testosterone and the progesterone, they can again go back and forth between each other. Because what happens is the receptors are similar. So if one set of receptors are saturated, then it's going to go on the other one. Does that make sense? In other words, if my testosterone receptors are saturated, the testosterone that's running around in there is going to lodge on the estrogen receptor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You understand?
Yeah.
So what happens is you can actually, men, and that happens with a lot of obese, in obesity, because the fat cells actually releases the estrogen.
Yes.
Okay? The fat cells release the estrogen, so the testosterone has nowhere to go because the receptors are all saturated.
Occupied.
You know? So that's one of the problems. So obesity is right up there with alcohol and cigarette smoke and drugs and nutrition, lack of exercise, all of the above.
How about this fake food?
Oh, please. Yeah. Again, I said nutrition. Mm-hmm. All of the GMO stuff and the fake food, there is no nutrition in them. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the reasons we are all fighting obesity.
Yeah.
Because our body is looking for the nutrition. So it makes us eat more, trying to get what it needs. And of course, it's not getting it, but then the extra stuff, you know, has to find somewhere to go. So it lodges and blows up the fat cells.
The number is 202-588-0893. That's 202-588-0893. We're talking about a subject that most people don't know a whole lot about, and that's male menopause. You know, I was reading that it's amazing, Brother Frank, that the same foods keep coming up again and again and again. That's good for us. Just like the same foods keep coming up that's bad for us, you know.
Yeah.
Foods and like garlic and leafy greens and cruciferous vegetables, all of those things seem to help to stimulate the production of testosterone. You know, well, why is that, Doc?
I'm sorry, why is...
I mean, these...
Why does
these,
it interfere?
No, why do these good foods seem to always come up? You know, whether it's cancer, whether it's heart disease, you know, the same protective foods.
Well, that's the way our bodies were designed. That is the way our bodies were designed. The antioxidants that are, let's say, in the vegetables and fruit and stuff that we eat, which actually protect the cell, you know, it's the same thing.
The same thing, over and over. Those cruciferous vegetables. You know,
yeah.
The number once again is 202-588-0893, 202-588-0893. Let's go to the phone. Just call her. You're on the line. Caller?
Yes, Dr. Watkins.
Yes. Yes.
Good afternoon, Dr. Watkins. Good afternoon, Frank, an esteemed physician that just smacked me upside my head. I
Dr.
never knew. Yeah, this is Barry. I never knew that men could have these situations happen. But as I look over my life now, I'm 65 plus. In my 40s, I had a need to buy a Corvette. And I bought it. I swear to God, I bought it. And I kept it until I got it out of my system, and then I went back to the station wagon. And
so you thought your irritability, anxiety, depression, your whole midlife crisis, you had no idea why you were having it, huh?
No idea. I was eating everything and anything. I was drinking excessively. I was not exercising. I hated me. I absolutely hated who I am. But thank God I met a man that changed my whole life. Dr. Watkins changed my whole life.
Nice.
I'm happier now. I'm working out. I'm exercising. I'm eating properly. And every day is a gift. but you have unlocked the mystery of my life.
I get good water, I get good sleep,
and life is just beautiful.
Yes.
Because I'm doing the right things. I am spellbound. I'm absolutely, my mouth is just, when I heard this about, my mouth fell open.
Yeah. Yeah.
And one of the problems, actually, and Doc has been kind, but one of the problems must be traced right back to the medical community. All right?
Yeah.
The business of medicine. Because it's not that this information is a secret. I guess it's a secret for many, many people because they don't allow it to get out. You know, I asked the question about the drug control of testosterone. The reason is because, you know, regular testosterone has a lot of negative side effects, you know?
Yes, yes.
A lot of negative side effects. But those side effects, you know, it causes heart disease, it causes increased cholesterol, it causes death, all right? And so they're trying to control that, but then they throw in these plants in the same bucket with these chemicals. And that don't make no kind of sense.
No,
totally different.
But in this society, it doesn't have to make sense. It just has to make money.
Right, exactly.
You know?
But God says everything we need has been given to us on this planet. Everything we need for health and wellness is in the ground. I believe that.
Progress.
It really does work. You know.
Beta Greek, it'll do it in up 22% in about 12 weeks. So, you know, so I guess one of the things that these studies are suggesting is that you don't get these changes overnight. You have to be consistent and persistent, you know, and unfortunately we want Viagra and different things to give us that immediate stimulation. But that just doesn't happen. So when you take these foods and so forth, these herbs, they will actually build the testosterone back up.
They actually do. Yes. They actually do.
So we can reverse some of the heart disease and the high cholesterol?
We can, but the whole point is to make it not happen in the first place.
Ah.
The whole point is to stave it off so that we don't get it.
Yeah.
But yes, it can actually be reversed. For example, we know that testosterone, and what I use, the testosterone injections or in testosterone implants, what we do, I have people who come in like with osteopenia and osteoporosis. Matter of fact, the orthopedic guys and the cardiologists are now sending me patients. Because if you replace the testosterone, you actually can reverse the problem. You actually can reverse the osteopenia and the osteoporosis. The cardiovascular part, it's harder to do, but even that can be done. Takes longer and is harder to do. Like if you've got, if you've already built up plaque on your arteries, for example, it's harder.
But you combine that with the lifestyle. But it can be done. If you combine that with lifestyle, then it can be moving even faster.
Yes.
Now, one sensitive area is this whole thing of prostate, benign prostate hypertrophy and prostate cancer, and this whole issue of testosterone. We know that when a person comes in with prostate cancer, a lot of doctors, as part of their regimen, will give them estrogens or things that will lower the testosterone on the premise that the testosterone is actually causing the cancer.
And that has actually been debunked.
Yeah, you said the last time you were here, I remember it, and that was a number of years ago. You said that if testosterone was the problem, men would be getting cancer in their 18 to 20.
At 20 years old.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody would get out of their young adulthood. If testosterone caused prostate cancer, y'all wouldn't have made it half to where you are. We know for a fact, and these are real studies. I don't think, I couldn't find a prospective study. I couldn't find a study where they actually took 10,000 men and gave them placebos and gave them testosterone and 5 years later looked at what happened. I couldn't find any prospective studies, but there are a lot of meta-analysis of data out there where they looked back, all right? They looked back at stuff. There is one study out of Wisconsin where it was like 7,500 men, and they literally went back and looked at the data again, and it proved in retrospect, it proved that the testosterone was beneficial, not harmful.
Okay.
So, but most physicians only know what they were taught in medical school.
Yes.
You have to keep up, and most physicians have not done that. Most physicians have not done that. The same thing with female menopause. Mm-hmm. There is this big stigma on hormone replacement because of this huge study that happened around the turn of the century. But even that has been debunked because it was a horrible study. And that was actually a prospective study, but it was really very poorly designed and executed.
Which happens often.
Because they put the 39 and 40-year-olds with the 80-year-olds. Instead of breaking it down in terms of the age, and also they put the estrogen-only people with the estrogen and progestin people, and, you know, as opposed to keeping it separate because it's totally different. But all of that has been debunked. Even the fact, you know, you hear about last month was Breast Cancer Month and National Menopause Month, and everybody, hormone replacement therapy causes breast cancer. When you look at the study that was based on, it went from 4 out of 1,000 to 5 out of 1,000. So did it increase? It did. But is 1 point out of 1,000 statistically significant? It's not.
No. So what about this this issue of the side effects of the testosterone? Are there side effects if you use the bioidentical testosterone?
And what is it?
If I set my patient down there in New York on the subway and you put them pellets under their skin, what are you going to be telling them to worry about?
Well, you know what? I am going to tell them to worry about getting their libido back, getting their energy back, having their fatigue go away, getting to sleep again, getting their brain fog to dissipate. I mean, that's what I'm going to tell them.
There really
are no bad side effects of bioidentical testosterone. There really are none.
That's amazing, because it's been made to sound like the horrible, horrible drug.
Yes, you know. Bioidentical. I meant bioavailable.
Bioavailable, bioidentical. Well, identical, same as, and that's because, as I said earlier, the diastogen is the same molecule. Bioavailable is what is actually, available for the body to use. In other words, when we do test for testosterone, you get a free and you get a total.
Right.
The bioavailable testosterone is the free.
Okay.
Not the total, because the total is bound to what's called SHBG, sex hormone binding globulin. So if it's bound, it actually can't do what it's supposed to do. So the number that's important is the amount of the free.
Okay.
That's what's bioavailable.
We didn't get a lot of calls today, and I believe the reason is folk were taking notes.
Oh yeah.
they because what we were saying is something that we need to talk about much, much more, because there's just such a deficit of information regarding this, and you know, we need to be stomping our feet. So that, because if there's no negative side effects to this, and if this can decrease cancer, decrease heart disease, decrease bone fractures because of osteoporosis and osteopenia, you know, decrease mental fog and so forth, we need to be shouting this from the rooftops.
But this is something which nobody talks about. Men certainly don't talk about it.
No.
Women don't talk about it either, although we're getting a little more vocal. But men definitely don't talk about it. No one wants to talk about it.
Well, we appreciate you coming on and sharing this information with us, so that the men here and our listening audience can start becoming more aware. Now, if someone wanted to get in touch with you and get some more information about this and other areas of bioidentical, how could they reach you?
My center is called the Wellness Restoration Center. It's on Madison Avenue in New York City. The website is www.drmarciaharris.com. The email is marciaharrismd@gmail.com. And the phone number is 646 646-478-9833. That's 646-478-9833. Website again, www.drmarciaharris.com.
And that's Marcia's M-A-R-C-I-A?
M-A-R-C-I-A-H-A-R-R-I-S.com.
All right, all right. Well, we really appreciate you coming. You always have a wealth of knowledge, and we're going to bring you back and talk some more about things like thyroid disease and so forth that's plaguing our community. And Frank, any parting words?
Yes. Thank you, Dr. Harris, again, and thank you, Doc, for suggesting that she come on. That's our expert among experts. Again, your doctor doesn't know this stuff because they don't study after medical school. If you want to get in contact with Dr. Watkins, dial 202-388-0992, Tuesdays through Thursdays, 10 to 5. And that's 202-388-0992, Tuesdays through Thursdays, 10 to 5. Or you can book an appointment at www.twiliving.com, twiliving.com. We want to thank Kalia Chapman, our able engineer, and the WPFW staff, Miyuki Williams, acting general director, Katia Stitt, program director, and all the programmers, volunteers, and loyal listeners. Thank you, Joni Eisenberg, for helping to keep DC healthy. Thank you to our musical contributors, Ola Dari and Maka B. Stay tuned to WPFW Jazz and Justice Radio. Next up is African Deep Thought Edition with Brother Kaba. After that, To the East with Ambrose Lane Jr. Listen in next week at 2 o'clock for another life-saving broadcast of To Your Health. One final word. If pharmaceutical companies cured you, they'd go bankrupt. If banks helped you get out of debt, they'd collapse. If politicians actually solved all your problems, nobody would elect them. If Tom kills Jerry, the show is over. And that's from Dr. Drew. Thank you, Brother Sam, for sending me that.
All right, all right.
Salamata. Eyes are eyes and a vegan, we're vegan. I and I eat from the earth and leave the animals to give birth. No deaders, no fur, no feathers. When I tell people I don't eat meat, fish or dairy, then look for me strangely. Then I realize I eat a very wide variety. Listen to Maccabee. Yo, how when me eat, them I wonder when me eat. When me tell them, say me no eat no fish, nah, no meat now. How when me eat, them I wonder when me yum. When me tell them, say that I'm a vegan, man. How when me eat, them I wonder when me eat. When me tell them, say me no eat no fish, nah, no meat now. How when me eat, them I wonder when me yum. When me tell them, say that I'm a vegan. When me no eat no meat, no fish, no cheese, nah, no egg. Nothing with no food.